today I'm going to talk about the title of my message is So What? So what? S-O-W. We're going to sow. And there's a lot of seed out there. There's a lot of different types of seeds. And the Word of God is that incorruptible seed. This is what we're supposed to be sowing in our lives. You know, we sing that song, Let Everything That Has Breath Praise the Lord. Why would we waste that time worrying? Why would we waste that breath griping and complaining? Why would we waste that breath just doing all sorts of other stuff rather than just speaking life over ourselves, over our family, over our friends, over our community, over our church? It's in you. But we'll use it for other things as well. Yeah, somebody cut you off. Okay. Not the over-spiritualized stuff. You know, sometimes that happens. Am I the only one? All right. If you got your Bibles, open it up to Matthew 13 and we'll get started. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for your word, Lord. We just believe that this word will fall on good ground, Lord. Let us just open up our hearts to be able to receive that. Whatever beaded path, whatever thorns, whatever stony grounds that is, Lord, we just believe that you will just till that up in our lives right now so that we could be able to receive your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 13 says, on the same day, Jesus went out of the house on the same day and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. We all got to understand that we are sowers. You're a sower. You have the word. Whatever you're sowing, you could be sowing good word or bad word. Hopefully it's good. Say the bad words for the devil. Well, actually, it'd still be the good word if you're cursing him. Okay. But we are sowers. We are carriers of that. We want to be able to sow good word and good seed in every situation. It says on that same day, verse 1, Jesus went out of the house. See, on that same day means earlier, Jesus' mother and brothers was coming to look for him. You look at back up that scripture in the chapter in verse 46, chapter 12, verse 46. It says, Jesus already had casted out a devil. He was talking to these Pharisees and stuff like that. And on that same day, he went out to Galilee. Man, he was bogged with so much stuff, it was unreal. If you just read the sequence of everything that Jesus was doing, you read the gospel, he's going from one place to another. He withdrew from here, went there, Pharisees plotted here, they went over here. It was nonstop. With all these little storms that were coming around his way, it never stopped him. It never steered him off course of God's plan for his life. And we should never allow that to happen either. Well, this person says, why waste time about that? Just keep going. Keep moving. You ain't got to fight that little battle. Just keep moving. They're saying it because they want to slow you down. They're saying it because they want to trip you up. They're saying it because they just want to get an emotion out of you. Just trying to provoke you. Don't worry about it. Just keep moving forward. Just little problems. Now, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't address it. Jesus addressed Pharisees. Yet, look how long they were persistently trying to do those things up until the point to where they ended up, I wouldn't say killing him, because he laid down his life. No man can take his life. But they just never stopped. They just came up with something more and more and more. Okay. Life goes on. And it will never stop for anyone unless, regardless of the situation that we're all in. It just keeps going. We hit with the big old, it keeps going. Listen, tomorrow's going to be another day. We can use that time to praise the Lord. Praise is a powerful weapon. If you're going through some stuff right now, praise is a powerful weapon. It will confuse the enemy. And it also puts a smile on your face. We help those that need it. We spend time building them up with the word of God, strengthening them to be able to withstand what they're going through, but also to help prepare them for the next thing. Because while we're in this world, we're going to have tribulation. We're going to have trouble. You're going to go from faith to faith, glory to glory, but we're also going to go from battle to battle. It's coming. You just cleared this path here. There's another level. It's coming at you. It's going to be a bigger situation, a bigger problem in your life. Well, how did you conquer this one? Same thing. Same way. Same problem or bigger problem. You do it the same way. You don't ever do it without God, and you don't ever do it without the body. Matthew 13, verse 2. It says, and great multitudes gathered together to him so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. See, the creator of all things understood the vibrations of the wind. Jesus came, sat in a boat, and as he spoke, his voice was amplified because of the waves, the sea, of the wind, and everything else. It was able to propel, project out to everyone else to be able to hear. He was on a cutting edge of some stuff right there. He didn't have a big old microphone system like we would set up and stuff like that. He went on a boat, sat out there, and spoke and gave his message. It says, then he spoke to them in parable, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. In order to be a sower, you got to have some seed. Here's our seed. And can't nobody take this away from you. Don't let your seed just lie dormant on your kitchen table, on your coffee table, in your bedroom, on your nightstand. Seed. You also got it on your phone. You take their phone everywhere you go. But there's some seed in there. For every situation you got. And some people just, I just don't understand it. I just don't get it. I just don't believe. And there's seed time and harvest. Who put seed in the ground and says, grow? No one. We are sowers. We all have seed. The seed is the word of God. The word is the seed. In Matthew, so Jesus says this and he explains it in Matthew 13, 18. You got that one, please? He says, therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. He didn't understand it. The enemy came and snatched it away. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. The wayside is just basically like a beaten path. If you ever went on a trail, on a hike or something like that, you can see grass growing everywhere else. But where everybody was just walking, it was just bare. You throw some seed on there, it's not going to produce anything because of the fact is that it's just a hard, beaten path. And the birds can come and eat up the seed. You ever plant some seed on your grass and stuff like that? And then you see the birds out there plucking at it, and now you got some bare spots all over the place. I tried that. And then I seen some people put it in a bucket, and now you put toilet paper in it with it, and they spread it out that way. That's a weird one. But apparently it works. So any kind of seed falling upon that path won't be able to sprout because the ground has been so beaten over and over and over again. The Bible says, John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. He comes to steal the word of God sown in your heart. So can you imagine receiving a word, you're hearing it, you're happy about it, but at the same time, somebody comes and just puts a damper in that. And it's like, come on, man. The enemy wants to steal what was sown in your heart. He doesn't want it come to pass. And the thing about it is, if you are able to guard your heart, can't nobody take that word from you. Well, I believe I received my healing today. Well, you know, God doesn't heal anymore today. Enemy starts planting thoughts. Well, God doesn't do that. He doesn't care about marriages today. He doesn't care about this today. He doesn't care about that today. Well, where's that at in the Word? He does. He's never stopped. So when we begin to listen to those things, when we begin to allow the enemy to try to steal that, we don't want to give more credit to the enemy. We got to guard our hearts. It's on us. Because we're the sower. See, I'm the sower. But you guys are the harvest. You're the field. You're the garden. Your heart is your garden. I'm going to talk about that a little later. See, you can get a great word from the best speaker in the world, but it's not going to matter if you don't get understanding of what you just heard. The enemy can come and snatch that up if you don't get that understanding. Psalms 119-34 says this. It says, give me an understanding heart so that I can passionately know and obey your truth. The word of God is written to our hearts, not to our minds. We renew our minds with the word of God, but it's written to our hearts. We got to keep it there. Some of the ways that you can keep that there is by what you hear, write it down. Oh, that's a good word. Write it down. That's a good scripture that they use. Write it down. Go back, revisit it again. Meditate on it. Speak it over and 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 over again. Exhaust it to no end until you get that revelation. Nobody can take that from you, because what you're doing is not only that you just sow the word in your heart, you're also watering it over and over and over again, and you're watering it again. When a seed dies, it grows in the ground first, it grows into your heart, and then it becomes deep into you. Can't no one take that from you. Can't no one take that healing is for today from me. Can't nobody take the fact that, you know what, well, I don't mind going to doctors. If you go to doctors, God bless you. Thank you. That's awesome. That's good. I'm not, where I'm at, there's nothing a doctor can do that God can't. Now check back 30 years later. His word is still the same. But that's where I'm at. I know God can do exactly that. I just don't want to give my money to him. I'd rather sell it into somebody else. Praise God. I'd rather leave a will for my family, not a bill. It's just me. She's looking at me like, what is you saying? Gotta love them, gotta love them, gotta love them. But if that's you, that doesn't mean you're out of faith either. Amen? So don't get condemned all over that. The seed is the word of the kingdom. Matthew 13 says, some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they, the seed, immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And Matthew 13:20 says this, but he who receives the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who, leave that there. He stumbles. They receive it with joy. They believe their heart is in the right place. But when somebody comes, critics come. Oh, you really a believer? You know, God doesn't do this anymore. You know, Jesus did that. You know, this, and they begin to criticize you because you may not have a lot. People may not have this, may not be you, but this may have been you about 20, 30 years ago, what have you, when you kind of knew in your faith, when you didn't really know much. I think we've all been in one of these stages at some point in time in our life. When critics come, there's kind of like the scorched sun. And they just put a magnifying glass on you, and it's just like, well, then you get all flustered, and then next thing you know, that word that was sown in your heart, it grew up a little bit, but then they just basically scorched it. That's the one that was sown by the stony places. They can produce a quick harvest, but it doesn't last over time because of the shallow roots and stony ground. Verse 7 says this, and some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. And in verse 22, it says, now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. See, this is a person who seems to be a pretty good Christian, but at the same time, the deceitfulness of riches, the cares of this world, they end up abandoning their faith because of it. Scripture says the love of money is the root to all kinds of evil. The love of. It isn't money. People quote with the money. Even still to this day, after it's been corrected many, many times, they'll still say money is the root to all kinds of evil. I said, well, then give me yours. I don't want you to be evil, dog. I don't want you to do evil. Give me yours. I'll do right by it. We can go feed some kids. I said, no, you can have a lot of money and impact a lot of people's lives. We just don't want to be like the George Soros of Christianity or something, to do more harm with it than ever before. It's the love of money. But the deceitfulness of riches ends up choking the word. Those thorns, it won't be able to grow. You'll grow a little bit. It'll spring up. But the thorns and the cares of this world will choke it so much, it will not be able to produce what it needs to produce. Maybe some of you have been there before. But here's the good one. But others, verse 8, says, but others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And verse 23 says, but he who receives seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it. Who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100, some 60, some 30. See, that's where we all want to be. We all want to be where we're bearing good fruit, bearing much fruit. There's going to be some times there's going to be some bad fruit. Let's keep it real. But we want to be able to bear good fruit in everything we do. And with that good fruit, you go back to Galatians 5:22. It talks about this is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness. There's several of them. And so that's what we want to be coming out in all these situations. When all life begins to pressure you, we want the fruit of the Spirit coming out. But see, if it's all thorns, then they're going to feel your wrath. They're going to feel our wrath. We don't want them to get our wrath. We want God to be able to handle that. Again, last week we talked about vengeance is mine, says the Lord, for I will repay. We don't have to do that. We don't have to get back at people. We don't ever have to get back. We want to be good ground for the word of God to be planted in our hearts. And it's not others' opinions, it's the word of God. It's the seed of the kingdom. The good grounds is the true believer. They're the true believer. They are the ones that will thrive. You give them something, they take it, they can receive it, they run with it, and I'm telling you, they could produce a harvest. That's where we all want to be, on good ground. Whenever we step in here or wherever you go, I said, when we're receiving the word, Lord, where's my heart at? I like to do self-examination sometimes with myself and just try to locate where I'm at or what have you. I say, okay, am I receiving this right? Or if my mind's over here or whatever the case, Lord, how am I doing? I give that self-evaluation all the time. Maybe once every 10 minutes. No, I'm sorry. They are the ones that bear much fruit and produce a harvest for the kingdom of God. The word fruit here refers to the character of the believer. People will be able to clearly see your fruit and how it benefits others. So there's stage one. At some point, we've been in these stages. Stage one is the heart represents the heart-beaten path, and the seed of God's word can't penetrate the soil, and the birds take it away. Do some self-evaluation. Am I right there? Am I on stage one? What about stage two? Stage two is the heart that has a thin layer of soil on top of rocks. And when the word is sown, it sprouts up quick. Then the critics come and test it out, and immediately they fall away. Oh, you a holy roller? And you just kind of, I ain't going to church anymore. Or do you persevere? That doesn't shake you. Stage three. The heart represents the ground infested thorns. Those thorns are the cares of this world, and when the word hits your heart, the thorns stop the seed from reaching maximum potential. Basically stunted your growth. Maybe that's you. There's a lot of thorns here. There's a lot of cares of the world. We don't got to care. Listen, we're in this world, but we're not of it. Jesus put light among darkness. The cares of this world, you're seeing what you're seeing on the news media and all that stuff. They're going crazy. But we can just remain cool and calm. We got the word of God. We got a relationship with Jesus. Why should we ever worry? Stage four is the heart is the good ground. The seed sprouted up and yielded a crop, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. And if that's you, praise God, then here's the thing. Help somebody else to get there. Muhammad 2. I'm on stage 2, okay? You can get to stage 4. If you're on 1, you can get to stage 4 that quick. If you're on 2, you can get to stage 4 that quick. If you're on 3, you can get to stage 4 that quick. I saw a machine that basically there's a bunch of rocks on top of the soil. I mean, you see it, and it will just pulverize all those rocks and create a soil where it can produce a harvest. Like you can begin to sow seed after. It just is a long, tedious process. It's a big machine. It slows down. It's very, very slow, but it will turn that rock into soil along with the soil that's on top. It's pretty amazing. You can go from 1 to 4 that quick by just a little adjustment in your heart. Just a little adjustment. It's your heart. You have to guard it with all diligence. Proverbs 4:23 says this. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. The Passion Translation says this. So above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from there flows the wellspring of life. Does anyone have gardens here in their backyard? You have gardens? Andy, what do you grow, Mr. Brown?
Radishes, cucumbers, zucchini, okra, blackberries, Brussels sprouts.
That's good. That's good. That's just a meal within itself. Good. But here's the thing. Without your permission, can anyone just come in and just do whatever they want to?
If they want to.
Yeah. See, you're just a nice guy. Who would say no to that? That's the answer I'm looking for. Okay, you're not going into my garden. You're just a nice man. That's awesome, though. That's a good heart. That's a sharing heart. That's a giving heart. That's where we want to be. But okay, your heart is your garden. But no one can speak, plant, or whatever the case may be, sow any kind of negative things or weeds into your garden unless you allow it. It's kind of like eat the hay, spit out the sticks. You don't have to allow it. And here's the thing. People may get, they did this to me. Hey, my heart. I ain't got to listen to that. That's not what I want. That's your opinion, but I ain't got to accept it. I don't have to receive that. I'll receive the word of God. But if you want to be able to go in my garden, you're going to have to ask my permission. If you want to be able to plant, if you want to be able to do all these other things, you're going to have to need my permission. Doesn't mean you have a hardened heart. You just want the good. You want the good word. You want the good seed sown. I don't know of anyone. See, you got to till it up first. You got to get the place where you're going to do it. Till it up. Get it nice and bare. If you got to put some topsoil on it or what have you, you can do it too or what have you. Some people will put straw and all that. There's so many ways to do it. But the thing about it is that once you get the seed in the ground, you cover it up. And you end up protecting that seed. And then you'll just throw some water on it. Not too much. You don't want to drown it out. Kind of dampen it. Correct me if I'm wrong. No, that ain't it, Pastor Tim. We didn't do that. But once you sprinkle that water on, the water is the word. Now you don't go out there and yell at it. Get all worried about it. I sowed some seed. How come it ain't sprouting up? Because it's called seed time and harvest. This stuff don't work. I don't know about this word. I don't know about this word of faith. I don't like it. It's called seed time and harvest. Quit being impatient. See, most people, some people, I wouldn't say most, they'll want to try to sow the word when something is happening. You should have been sowing the word 3 years ago. So when you get into that position, that situation, you're able to use it and it's good to go. You know you're going to have a test. You know you're going to have a problem. No need to worry. Why? I've been sowing it years ago. It's like studying for a test. You know you're going to have a test. Well, are we going to have a test? Oh, well, if you were like me, I didn't know I had it. Can I get an extension? Oh, sure, Tim. That's all right. See, you can play that for a while, but you know what? It doesn't last. So if you want something 3 years from now, you're believing God for something 3 years from now, you got to sow it now. And you don't ever stop sowing. You don't ever stop watering it. There's a time when I basically had a migraine. I would get migraines all the time. Wake up. The last one, I would sow the word. God, I believe I'm healed. I confess I'm healed. I'm healed. I believe by your stripes I'm healed. But the thing is that I wasn't ever sowing it. I was just trying to do it right then and there. Didn't work. So, you take some Excedrin and go in a dark room, close the door, leave me alone. Wife and kids just leave. I don't want to be bothered. Put myself in a dark room. But see, after that, I understood I'm going to have to start sowing some stuff. And then the last one tried to come up on me. I got up, showered, came out here, had just the stage lights on, blasted the music. Dean wouldn't have approved of that one. I was jamming out, dog. And I just praised for an hour and a half. That was the last one I ever got. Now, don't get me wrong. Some tried to come up on me. But again, when you've been putting in the word, seed time harvest, you're able to just speak and it's done. And sometimes we just try to use it right then and there. Well, it just doesn't work. Seed time harvest. I've been trying this. I've been confessing this. This is my profession. But what happened when you got born again? Did you feel saved? Some people have. And then others, it's kind of like they got to work their salvation out. Matthew 12:36 says this, but I say to you that every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified and by your words you will be condemned. See, this isn't just for men. And women's like, yeah, man, it's just on you. No, that's for all believers. Okay? Can you imagine the judgment of the Pharisees and what they said about Jesus? Whew. I like to be there.
You shouldn't have done that, Jack.
Proverbs 18:21 says this. Your words, the Passion Translation. You have that one? I didn't give that to you. My goodness, I'll read it to you. Sorry about that. That's my fault. Your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life. And the talkative person will reap the consequences. Your words are so powerful that they will kill or give life. And sometimes we can believe the negative more so than the positive. We'll believe the negative first before we'll believe the positive word. I don't believe that God will do this. That's the reason why you don't have it. Shoot. Every word that you speak over your life is a seed. Every word that you speak over your kids is a seed. Every word that you speak over your marriage is a seed. Every word that you speak over other people, they're seeds. Doesn't mean that you can't say what's going on, this is what you did, or what have you. Put a but in there. But this is what the word of God says. They did this to me, but this is what his word says. Put your butt in there. B-U-T. Not the... Where's y'all minds at? This is church. Use the seed for the type of situation you're going through. It's bad. You want tomato seed, you get tomatoes, you get tomato seed. You want avocados, you want avocado seed. Get the right type of seed that you need for your particular thing. My business, there's stuff about God's word. My home, my family, there's a whole lot. I got some stuff, put it on the walls and Christians like, you gonna put all that stuff around the house? I said, yes. There's one right when I go out. We have a little dresser like that for our blankets. Got one there. Got one on my closet. Got one right above the computer and stuff. I just plaster it all over the place. And if I get there and I begin speaking, I begin confessing it out loudly. Speak the word. Confess the word. No shame in that. Well, people look weird. So what? I don't care. You shouldn't care either. Because you will have what you say. If you speak the right word. Sickness cannot live in my body. I used to say, I get sick once a year. Guess what? I would get sick once a year. All snotted up and everything else. That's nasty. You will get what you say. And then here's the thing. I love it because when someone speaks a word over you or you receive a word, God watches over it to perform it. So no matter who's trying to come at you, no matter the enemy's trying to get you, no matter who's trying to be a critic and all that other stuff, you can just smile and say, he's watching over it. All I have to do is rest. You sowed that seed in the ground. You watered it. All you have to do is just continue to water it. You ain't got to make it grow. Listen, there are so much minerals in the soil, in the ground. It will grow anything you put in. It will try to, at least. If it's seed, it'll grow it. If it's wood, it'll eat it up. You ever pick up a piece of wood and it could be just a regular 2x4, 12 inch, and then 2 or 3 years later, it's all kind of corroded and it's trying to grow it. There are so many minerals in that soil. All you have to do is put the seed in, water it. It's going to come up every single time. We have this oak tree out here that will drop seeds on the ground. And then every once in a while, you'll see these little trees just popping up. Sprattlings, I guess. Is that what it's called? I didn't do my study on that. But I'm just saying it will just, in the volume, just sprout up. You got to pluck them up and stuff. It'll grow anything that you put in. Your heart will grow anything that you put in. So that's why we have to guard our hearts. Put the word in. Well, I don't believe this is going to happen. I just don't believe that I can pray for somebody and heal. What? Say what now? You got to start somewhere. Start on yourself. If you haven't, start on yourself. Ain't that right, Connor? Start on yourself. Speak it over your life. Had a young man that just blew off his fingers accidentally. We're going to speak the word over that. What's the worst that can happen? It didn't work. I believe he'll get his fingers back. Now's not the time to back off. Seriously. Well, he didn't do this. I don't care. Well, it didn't work. Well, what's the worst case scenario? I'm not backing off. All God told me to do is believe. That's my job. That's our job, is to believe. He'll do the rest. He wants us to sow the seed, water it. He'll do the rest. One man sows, another man waters. God is the one who gives increase. He will give increase. We just got to be bold enough to do it. So we sow what? Sow the word. We sow the word. Don't you back down from sowing the word. I don't see anything happening. Hey, listen, seed, time, harvest. Seed, time, harvest. Jesus is my example. Jesus is your example. No one else. They did it over. It didn't matter. It didn't work. I missed it several times. Prayed for people, didn't get healed. God didn't heal. I'm not going back down. Lord, I missed it. It's a whole lot easier to make an adjustment than to say, you know what, God didn't want him to be healed. God didn't want him to be delivered. I can't, that's tough to live with. And that's where people go, because it's an easy cop out. Lord, I missed it. I missed hearing you from somewhere. I missed hearing you. But show me where, so I don't make that mistake again. Show me where, when I prayed for so-and-so, it didn't happen. Show me where. And sometimes it ain't even my, I would say, I don't need to know. But I'm not going to back off. And don't you dare back off. Because his word still works. And he's already done it. It's already a done deal. Don't you give up on your families. Don't you give up on that thing you started and laid off for 10 years. You better get right back to it. We ain't got that much time left. If you know that. Jesus is coming soon. Get started. Get cracking. That book you want to write, you better write it. That business you want to start, start it. I'm afraid everybody might say something. So what? That's how childish they are. See, I see somebody, if they fail, I want to help them. That's just my heart. If I have the tools to help them, I'll help them. Not make fun of them. Maybe behind the scenes. So you make that self-evaluation. Are we all on level 4? And let's stay there. Let's stay there. Here's the thing. Guard your heart. Even when you hear the news, guard your heart. Because it'll make you want to start hating some people. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. They're trying to push down. our kids' throats through education and all this other junk. You stand up for that. You don't back down. But here's the thing. If you know it's coming, let's start sowing. Let's start the seed time and harvest. Not just try to go out there with just empty words. Let's get the word. This is what the word of God says right here. They're putting this. No, no, no. The word of God says male and female. He created them. There's only two genders. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it hurts so and so. Let it hurt. But it's the truth. I love you, but I don't need to lie. And I don't need to believe a lie in order to love you. And I won't ever. Wrong is wrong. Well, I'm not trying to condemn, but who are you to condemn? That's hypocritical and everything. Look, yeah, I missed it, but guess what? He says when you confess it, he cleanses you from all of that. And our responsibility is to preach the gospel. Jesus did not leave this earth to unbelievers to run. We have dominion. The church has dominion. That's like you trying to take charge of your earth. We are going to have to give an account when he comes back. You ever left your house? I said, some people, you know, you can have a teenager, and I know this probably never happened here. Please don't think that he's reading my mail. I'm not trying to at all. But if you had a teenager, you go on a trip. You go on a mission trip. Say you're going for a month. You leave it to your teenage kids, the house. They got to take care of it. They got to mow it. They got to, you know, buy their own groceries and everything else. And they just, we're going to take this money and party. They're responsible for what you left them. Now, if they allow somebody else to come into their home and party and tear everything up, I'm talking about like, you know, the pieces on a record player. No, sorry. Just jacked up all over the place. Who's responsible? That teenager. And if this world goes to H-E double hockey sticks, we were responsible. Because he left it to us. That's why some people are pretty bold with what they stand for. Not on my watch. We're responsible. You're responsible for your home. We're supposed to be stewards. So we have to take ownership of it. But it's going to make them feel bad. That's not the end result there, but I'm telling you, even if you feel bad later on, you're going to be like, you know what? You were right. Sometimes the truth hurts. We could say it in the most loving way, or we can get right in their face. I said, but sometimes the truth hurts, but here's the thing. Regardless of it, it's the truth. So don't you ever back down from the truth, from speaking it. And if they ask why, because this is what the Word of God says. You know that question is coming. Just prepare. Seed, time, harvest. But my kids are like this and that. Seed, time, harvest. But they don't want to listen to me. Okay, just move your butt here. They don't listen to me, but they will serve the Lord. You got your butts in the wrong place. Always speak or end it with the word. You can say what you need to say. Your faith may not be a part of what you're saying because of what you're saying. But here's the thing. When you say but, and then you say the word and speak the word, confess the word, profess it, whatever you want to do. Here's the thing. Release your faith then. Let's get our butts in the right place. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you for all you've done. Lord, I just thank you that that we can be bold to be able to profess your name everywhere we go, Lord. Now, we don't have to be shrewd, but we can do it with your love, and we can do it with the boldness of the Holy Spirit, Lord. And we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, yes, we're gonna take up an offering. They started for this young man, Eric Chrysler, Ethan's good friend, and you know, the Chryslers are a great family. And so if some of y'all don't know, he had a mortar in his hand basically for fireworks on 4th of July, and then I believe it was an illegal one or something like that, but he had it in his hand, and by the time somebody lit the fuse, he couldn't even throw it. It just blew up. And I think he lost two of these fingers, right? So he's still throwing up the I love you sign. But here's the thing. I believe that God will grow his fingers back. That's where my faith is. We got to get it started somehow. So if you got checks, make them out to Westview Church. And then we'll just send one check to them. All right. Ushers, you can come forward. Let's pray over this. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the seed that we're getting ready to sow into this family's life. Lord, we thank you for healing power operating through them, Lord. And we just thank you for restoration. And Lord, we just believe that you're just going to show up big in their life, Lord. And we just give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We're not going to back down from your promises. We have spare parts there. You already provided for us. You knew that was going to happen. And you already got spare parts for them, Lord. We just thank you for new fingers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.